Live, we are launching into the second hour of this, the Thanksgiving Eve edition of the show at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us on our website. The site actually allows you to control the content. Everything you see on the main page of the site, the main column, has been created by you. If it weren't for listeners like you submitting great show prep suggestions to the site, then we wouldn't have anything there, and our site would really suck. So thanks to you for, if you've done it, if you've gotten involved in the site, thank you. If you haven't yet, it's pretty easy. You can go to freetalklive.com and learn how there. You just submit whatever it is you find online you think's interesting, and then other listeners vote on whether they like or dislike it, and the most liked make it to the front page.
What an incredible opportunity for somebody who's kind of into the news, wants to see the news stories that they think are important. Yeah, I mean, you have the opportunity to vote up stories that you think are vote there for on stories, introduce stories that you think are important, and get them on a nationally syndicated radio.
Possibly,
show.
Yeah. At the very least, you'll get some more eyeballs on things that you think are interesting, and you'll find other things that you might like too. So, freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. We want to get your accounts from the events that have been happening all day long today and are still going on, actually, as we speak. Different airports across the country, the National Opt-Out Day happening. And the mainstream media and the TSA want you to think one thing about it. They want you to think that it's a failure. No one's opting out. Everything is fine here.
Yeah, all
things
that news you
fine.
Heard, no, nobody cares about that. Nobody's excited.
However, they're not telling you how many people have decided to opt out fully, which is really what the opt-out folks were promoting, is don't fly at all. If you have to fly, then don't take the body scanner. But they were really, the number one thing they promoted over at WeWon'tFly.com is just don't fly, and the numbers are up significantly this year, double digits. We'll give you the details on who's driving versus flying. That's coming up. But Sam's still with us here from ObscuredTruth.com, because I'd love to get people's experience, boots on the ground activism experiences from today. And Sam, you were at the Manchester airport. You and I were there together for most of the day today. And so what was your experience? The suits had come up to try to get you to show them what you were framing up in your viewfinder on your camera, and you refused that based on that being essentially a search. They wanted to search your equipment. And you had respected their request to not shoot the X-ray machine telescreens, basically, the monitors that they were using. But they wanted to make sure, and you refused them.
Yeah, so I was not about to let them oversee every shot that I take from the balcony or whatever. But I did tell. I turned to the guy and said, look, I give you my word that I'm not going to shoot your screens there, and you've got nothing to worry about. And so he left after that, and I guess he didn't trust me very much because they put up curtains that kind of blocked it, but not really.
Well, that's their obligation anyway. I mean, anybody should be able to use a camera pretty much any place that they want. There shouldn't be you can film this, you can't film that, a bunch of rules. If you don't want something filmed, it's your obligation to protect it from view.
Yeah, I would kind of agree with you there, but I also see their concern. I think
I see their concern. It just goes to show how these masters of security can't figure out how to cover their own screen so somebody couldn't take a picture. I mean, you've got the biggest, most giant camera in the world, but if somebody was up there with some kind of, if an Al-Qaeda member was up there with an HD, ballpoint pen camera, he could be filming these things all day long. I mean, it just goes to show what a bunch of incompetent rubes they are.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you there.
So what else did you observe?
While I'm up there, I zoomed in on a couple areas. The first part is where they're checking in people with their IDs, and I got the whole, there was this family with three kids that walked up, and they all had to identify themselves to the TSA agent, and then at the end they all got stickers because they were good boys and girls.
Oh, man.
That's nice.
Yeah,
a little sticker. They get a little TSA badge, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what they were, yeah, it's the little badge stickers. And I'm just like, wow.
That's horrifying.
What is it, each in these kids? So then the next spot that I picked out was where the sort of undressing station where you have to take off the outer layer and your shoes and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this guy there. He's wearing these big hiking boots, and he takes them off. He's wearing white socks except for the bottom and the outside of his foot. That's like dirty and brown, really nasty looking. The socks are probably a couple years old. And he's walking around on the floor like that, where other people are actually, there's a lot of women that went through during the day that didn't wear socks and are in their barefoot feet.
Sure.
And so there's got to be sanitary issues there because
Absolutely.
They're not coming through every 15 minutes mopping that floor. They do it, as far as I could tell, once a day, maybe
Jeez.
Twice. Then I also filmed them doing the pat-downs after you go through the little glass box room, and I actually caught a guy with a medical device. There was quite a bit of conversation going back and forth. He had tubes or something attached to him, and you know, it took quite a fair amount of time for him to get through that and for the screener to pat him down multiple times and so forth. And I got to imagine that's pretty humiliating for
Absolutely.
Some people, and it's just, I don't know, there's not really a reason for it. But
so what was your impression of how the, I guess, the kind of the opt-out outreach session with the activists was received by the people that were in the airport that day?
So it's weird because that was the next thing I was going to go to. I talked to some of the folks. I wasn't doing signs or anything, but I was talking to the people that were. And they said they were getting a lot of negative responses, and I heard people say that too. I heard a lady walk out and say, I went through three airports and I didn't get scanned. And, you know, that was her attitude kind of thing, walking out.
Well, don't worry. You won't ever get scanned. Just keep living your life the way you are. Everything will be fine.
I think the sort of psychology behind it is these people are going through this and they're subjecting themselves to it, and they're telling themselves that, well, no, it's okay, it should be fine, the government is here to take care of me and keep me safe.
Yeah,
and
that's
have these
absolutely
people presenting these ideas that, hey, they could be giving you cancer, irradiating you, there are hygiene concerns, and all of the, in addition to all of the
of
other,
of course you'd want to not believe them, right? I mean, it's cognitive dissonance
right.
kicking in.
So you attack the messenger, and actually what I did is at the end of the day before I left, I went back to the FSD, the suit guy, and talked to him, and I said, you know, I think you guys did a really great job. You could have made issues of some of these things, and I think you handled it very well. I'm pretty impressed, and we had quite a long conversation. I tried to tell him about some hoods for the screens that would help block them from being seen from above and so forth, but he had the same thing to say about us. He said, you guys were great. You didn't really cause a disruption. There was one guy, and of course he's talking about Rich Paul. He tried to use the megaphone inside the airport.
I gave Rich Paul the megaphone.
Oh, no.
And the reason why...
Bad idea.
No, it was a great idea, and here's why. Because somebody had made a sign. I don't know who it was, and I thought it was just absolutely awful. It said, report gate rape. And I'm sorry, but and there was one. Had I seen that sign, I would have found it awful. But my first encounter with it was I was inside the airport, and some young couple I think was heckling some of the activists, and they said, I don't remember exactly what they said, but when I was there, they and talking with them, and it was, you know, they were pretty upset. She pointed out there's a sign out there about one of your signs, you know, grouping us all together,
yeah,
as though I'd written up all these signs or we all had agreed on them, was just referencing rape. And she thought that was inappropriate. And I completely agree with her. It absolutely is. This is not rape. It's certainly a molestation. It's an unwanted sexual touching, or an unwanted touching of one's genitalia.
But
that is not rape. And that's hyperbolic to the point of really offending people that, you know, certainly have been raped, and offending people that would support rape victims as well. So I thought that was a big mistake on whoever it was as part to make that particular sign. And I saw Rich Paul holding it at one point. There was a lady out at that was holding some signs out on the side of the road, and she had it, but she covered it up with another sign. And I said, thank you for doing that. But later when I saw Rich Paul with it, and he was walking around yelling things in the airport, I went up to him and I said, hey, Rich, can I trade you the megaphone for that sign? He was like, yeah. And so went out and got the megaphone. And Rich Paul's great on a megaphone. So he started tromping around in the outside of the airport, yelling things like, you know, thousands standing around and go away TSA through the megaphone, which was fantastic. Much better than toting around a sign referencing rape in a hyperbolic manner. So I hope that explains that. And thanks for the call tonight, Sam. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. What were your experiences today if you were in the airports?
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
The holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space, and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499 Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want, though certainly the topics have focused mainly on opt-out day, National Opt-Out Day, happening at dozens of airports around the country. Details on that, WeWon'tFly.com. I have a feeling this isn't going to be the only time WeWon'tFly does some sort of airport outreach. There are a lot of people that were pretty excited by this. It's a great opportunity for activists to get out there and get in front of people and talk about what the TSA is doing with these body scanners, what those things are. A lot of people don't know. And what this new and more invasive pat-down method is, and just inform people and encourage them to say, screw this, we're going to drive, or we're not going to fly at all, and or if I have to fly, I'm going to not take the body scanner, because maybe it's going to be dangerous. It's the safety of those body scanners is in question, as far as I'm concerned. Of course, the TSA would like you to believe, oh, yeah, fine. Oh, don't worry about it. But there are other people that are saying, yeah, it looks kind of dangerous.
You know, I think generally poison is in the dose. And I think probably that these scanners will be safe for the average person. But you don't know. There's a chance.
They said the same thing about the flu shots, and one of them made you extremely sick.
Right. There's just a chance that it's going to make you sick, and I don't see any reason to expose myself to that.
Well, what if they are? But Mark, what if they are safe? Let's assume they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're still taking naked pictures of you and your wife and your children that they claim, and they lied at first, that they don't store them. They find out they do.
They can store them.
They can store them, and they will, because if some hot chick goes through there, you know, they're going to do it.
Oh, screen capture.
Yeah.
Print screen.
You
That's
bet.
All you have to do.
You know, you
it's
can imagine.
Nature.
The girls' soccer team, you know, going through. I'm, you know, the guy watching that screen's watching a little more intently to make sure they're not hiding anything.
Oh, he may save some shots for later too.
It may very well.
Certainly a possibility. So I'd love to hear your experiences. Maybe you've been in the airport today as a passenger, or maybe you work at one, or maybe you were there as an opt-out. They're going to call them protesters in the media, but for me, I was there for outreach. I was there to reach people with a message of freedom. And my message today I'd sculpted to be more, I guess, a little more wide-cutting than just addressing the TSA, and I wasn't the only person. I had a feeling I wouldn't be, but there was one of the Graftonites that was up there that had a U.S. out of New Hampshire sign, so I kind of did a riff on that, not knowing he would be there, but I did a riff on that one where mine said, feds out of NH, and then the rest of it was secede now. So I figured I'd widen the message, and plus then I can use the sign at a later time.
Sure.
It won't just be a TSA thing. I'd mentioned that this suit had approached me. Since Sam was talking about the suits trying to elbow in on him and, like, oversee and micromanage his every single shot that he was trying to frame up in his camera, and he didn't stand for it, by the way. He refused to allow them to meddle with his equipment.
Yeah, they picked two of the wrong guys there to mess with.
Well, and that's good, too, because, right, I mean, Sam and I have been doing this for a little while. It's more likely that we're going to be targeted because we'll do things that other people who are newer into the activism movement won't, and that's a good thing because it means that the newer folks are less likely to be accosted by these bureaucrats. So I was standing out on this intersection, or I guess not really an intersection, but it's where the road split off. I was on a median. The other activists were in this area where apparently some TSA suit had told one of the activists earlier on, all right, this is where you can be. You can be here or you can be here. And both of the places were outside the airport. It's a little chilly out in New Hampshire right now. It wasn't too bad, though. The sun was out most of the time I was there. And so you could be here or here. And so a bunch of, you know, a handful of people were here. They were at the front of the airport outside the terminal where he had specified. And I didn't want to be there. There was a big truck kind of parked shortly before that. And that was obscuring vision and not a good place to be, in my opinion. So I took my sign and I stood out in the median. And it wasn't more than 10 or 15 minutes before some suit, I saw him crossing the road behind me. And I'm like, all right, here we go. And so he comes up, hey, buddy. Yeah, not your buddy. I didn't say that back to him, but
your name anyway.
Well, I don't know about that, Wayne. But he turned. I turned around, and he was like, "Oh, yeah, you know, I'd let me see. What was the phraseology that he used? It's a very common bureaucrat move for them to basically come up.
I have to ask you to leave.
No, he didn't actually say that. He said something to the effect of, "Yeah, I'm going to need you to go over there." And so he did use the term ask. I'm asking you to go over there. Because he rephrased it a few times as I wasn't moving anywhere. I just looked at him, you know, straight in the eyes, and I said, yeah, I'm pretty comfortable right here. And so he, you know, he tried a couple more times with that particular move and then just went away, and I never saw hide nor hair of him
right.
After that. At some point, the local cops, you know, the cops are always on the scene in the airport. They're whoever the local jurisdiction is has cops. Yeah, they've got cops there. And at one point, some cop rolls up on the scene. He gets out of his car. I waved at him as he drove up, and he waved back, and he gets out of his car. It's like unloading groceries or something. And I said, hey, how you doing? He said, oh, yeah, fine. Just went in, did his thing. So we didn't have
a
problem.
National Opt-Out Day party that they were having.
Maybe. We didn't have a problem with the police at all. It was just the TSA airport security bureaucrats that were trying to throw their weight around and get people to do as they say. And this is a common move when it comes to the bureaucrats. They will try to order you around. And they know that most people will do it. So it's typically, they'll obey, it's typically a good move for them. Oh, somebody's standing where you don't want them to? Just go and tell them to move.
Mm. It's fun.
Well, yeah, in a wolf pack, you know, the alpha dog bites the underlings in the ear to let them know who's dominant.
Who. Mm-hmm.
So that's
who's
what they're doing.
Here?
Yeah, who's in charge here? So they're going to try to bite you on the ear to establish dominance over you. So you have a choice. You can refuse to be bitten. You can keep turning your head.
Now, had a cop come over and threaten me with arrest, I would have had to.
Yeah, that's a different story.
Because I've already on bail three times,
well,
and I'd go straight to
jail. You've got to make them do it, though. That's you know, in that process, you're exposing the violence inherent in the system.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, by that time, had they brought a cop up, I would have. I did not bring up my quick.com, QIK.com, also my smartphone that will allow me to broadcast video live to the internet. I hadn't recorded that first bureaucrat because I was busy holding my sign. I just didn't have time to pull my gloves off and get into the phone. But had they brought a cop up, I would have absolutely clicked that and made as much hay out of the episode as I could. And then I would have backed down. But more people need to experiment with this. And it's a tough area to get over because there's that scary, what's a bureaucrat and they've got power and they could hurt me. But it's luckily only the ones with the badges and the guns that really have the ability to do anything. So it's easier to handle one of the administrators or whoever, some suit. I don't even know what his role was. I should have maybe asked him who he was, but I just wanted to basically let him know that, well, thanks very much for that suggestion. I think I'll stay right here. I appreciate. Maybe you're concerned for my safety. I don't know what your concern is, but thank
you. Have a nice day.
But no thanks.
But, you know, this airport issue is so important because if they get away with this, if people don't object to this, they're going to end up in the bus stations and the malls and the sports stadiums and everything. They're going to be everywhere.
It's already started.
If people don't stop it right here.
Yeah.
And
well,
I am not,
Wayne.
And I am not flying until this baloney stops.
That's a serious thing to say. I mean, you fly for a living. You've got your computer programmer. You get flown down to Florida and other places to work on code for people. And I suppose you could do that remotely to some extent, right?
To some extent. But, I've already told clients I'm not flying until this is over.
But you're willing to give that, possibly give up contracts over this.
Well, I can do some things remotely, and I can.
But not everything.
Not everything. No, I'm going to turn down work in other states.
That's a huge commitment.
I think it's going to be over soon. I really do.
Man, I appreciate that optimism. I don't know if I agree.
Well, leave yourself an out. If if you got to make a living, you got to make a living.
800.
I'm not going to be groped.
1-800.
I'm not getting X-rated.
259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up whatever you want. You can tell your story if you've been in the airports today. This is Free Talk Live. Or again, take control. Bring up anything.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed, whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Okay, I want to address the skeptics listening to talk radio. You hear multiple commercials on products that make you feel better and help you lose weight, but you don't believe it. Companies come and go. Well, people, I understand. You really are desiring a product that works, but you're tired of getting burned with substandard quality, gimmicks, and 3 to 6 month get-involved contracts. Life Change Tea is different. I speak for Life Change Tea because I lost 25 pounds, lowered my blood pressure and blood sugar levels. I sleep well at night, knowing Life Change Tea customers receive achieving a real product that works, customer service, and customer satisfaction. So here's my spiel. Test us, try us, and receive results. And if you don't try us, that's okay. And if you do, you'll be a happy tea customer getting healthy. So order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. In my opinion, you won't be sorry.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there. Free features including our archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can click and download. They're there, a whole bunch of them, going all the way back as late as 2006. Head on over to freetalklive.com. The top of the page, you'll find the last week's worth, and then you click into the archive section, you go all the way back to 06. It's all there for you, and it's free, courtesy of HostGator. All of it there at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They have more than 4,500 free templates. Use coupon code. You can use the coupon code FTL, but actually we've created a portal for you to make it easier. It's hostgator.freetalklive.com. You'll get your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, use hostgator.freetalklive.com. They've got a 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 technical support. HostGator.freetalklive.com.
We continue. I want to hear your stories. If you've been in the airports today, maybe just as a traveler, did they shut down the backscatter machine? Some people are claiming they did in some airports. The TSA saying, oh, that was no problem. Nobody was opting out today. Hardly anybody was opting out today, which actually from their perspective may have been true because, well, most people didn't fly, so most people actually did opt out. Maybe we'll get you some of the numbers here in a little bit, but a significant increase in people deciding to not fly this year. So we'll tell you about that here, and also want to hear your stories. If you've been in the airports at 800-259-9231, maybe you were part of the opt-outreaches that were happening around the country. We did one here in Manchester. I was there for about 4 hours today, and it was overall, I would say, a positive experience. Sure, there were some negative Nancys that were some of the passengers, but there were also people that said thank you very much for doing this, that were very appreciative of the fact that folks, that the activists were there. And of course, the activists were also reaching out to people and giving out flyers from WeWon'tFly.com, and Meg over at LibertyFlare.com put some special ones together just for the New Hampshire activism. It just was a great event. We had at least 30 people that had showed up there before I left, and there was still a few more hours remaining after I left, and so some more faces have shown up. We're actually posting the videos from the local television station in Manchester over at freekeen.com, so you can see some of what was going on today. But I was talking about the tactics that these bureaucrats use, the administrators, or any bureaucrat, really. They are very interested in control, and I think it's exciting for them at some level to go and tell you what to do and have you obey them. That's like, I wouldn't say they all get off on it, but to some extent, I think that exists. Like, I can boss these people around. Watch them obey me. Look at what they'll do. So they attempted to get me to leave the median at one point when I had a sign. Go, you need to go to the designated area.
You need to go to the free speech zone.
Yeah. Mm. No thanks. I appreciate that, but no. I'll just be. I am fine right here.
Speech zone for me. Appreciate
I told him. I'm fine right where I am, and or something to that effect. I wish I had recorded it so I could remember exactly what transpired, because sometimes it all just kind of melts together. All of the interactions with these bureaucrats. But there was another time too when I was inside the airport. A different suit bureaucrat came up. This was the head of security for the airport. He walks. I walk up to a group of the activists.
So he's not TSA then.
Yeah, he is TSA. Okay. He's the suit. He's not one of the
blue. They have to have, like, multiple layers of security. I was just, you know, wondering.
Right, they got the guys in blue. Those are the low-level TSA guys. And then they've got the guys that are I guess, kind of scattered throughout the airport and observing. And then there's the administrative guys. This is my understanding. Those are at least three layers I'm aware of. So this guy walks up. I arrive inside. It wasn't the first time I'd been inside. I'd come back inside after holding the sign outdoors for an hour. I'd come back inside, and this suited bureaucrat comes right up, extends his hand to me, and says, I'm Brian, or whatever the heck his name was. I don't remember. Robert, from the TSA, the head of security here at the airport. And I shook his hand. You know, I'm amicable. So I shook his hand.
You should have offered him a hug. I mean, he doesn't qualify for the police hugging
You know,
squad.
That's a good point, Mark. It did, you know, sometimes I'm not on the ball as I should be with the police hugging squad.
Some hugging bureaucrat hugger you are.
This activism stuff takes practice, okay? So he walks up, he introduces himself, and immediately, as soon as he pulls his hand back from the handshake, his other hand comes out with a piece of paper. It looked like a packet of papers. I didn't take it from him, but, you know, here are our rules, or something like that. I don't remember exactly what he said, but, you know, I'm so-and-so from the TSA, the head of security, and here's our rules. And I said, oh, I don't need to see that. And that was it. He walked away. You know, I don't want to read your stupid rules. I don't care what they are.
At least at this point, his butt's covered. He's offered you the rules.
Well, he's expecting you to say, oh, wow, mister.
Oh, I didn't know I wasn't allowed to be here. Oh, let me just sit down and read these pages.
Somebody wrote
and pages.
That stuff down. Well, that must be important stuff.
Yeah. You know, essentially, he wants us to leave, and he had done this to the other activists that were there. One of the guys, Bill, who had, one of the folks that had brought a camera along, of course, it's always important to bring cameras when you do activism, he was there, and he pointed out that every time somebody has shown up, since he's been standing there, this guy comes down from his perch, introduces himself, and tries to hand them the paperwork. It's just very interesting.
Yeah. Not really going well with the New Hampshire activists. Huh?
At one point, the WMUR reporter shows up, and they're taking their B-roll footage.
Did you try to give them the paperwork, too?
I don't recall that. But it was probably at a different time, actually, Mark. And it doesn't matter. So the WMUR reporter comes up, and he comes up to this group of activists, maybe about six or seven activists standing together. And he says, well, it's something to the effect of, all right, who's the leader here? Who's in charge? And everybody just kind of looks around at one another, and nobody says anything. And
William wasn't there.
He stammers a little bit, William, you mean a 7-year-old boy who's frequently referenced as the president of the New Hampshire Underground.
Right. Which is just some great stuff.
Yeah. When someone asks who's in charge.
7-year-old is.
Right. You point to him.
It's him.
Yeah. Hi, mister.
That's good stuff. So, yeah, we couldn't do that. So everybody's just kind of standing there. Yeah, we don't know how to answer that question because nobody's in charge. And the guy ends up doing the right thing from his perspective. The reporter isn't really sure, like, you know, does not compute to some extent, not sure how to handle this. Usually in any group, there's somebody who is the go-to guy.
Yeah, and for him, right?
He actually turns to the guy in the suit of the group and interviews him. So one of our activists who is, dressed real nice ends up getting on television.
Yadra, was it?
Nope. It was somebody else entirely, actually. Somebody who's, relatively new. There's actually a number of new faces at this particular event. Some people had just fresh moved into New Hampshire, and this was, like, one of the first things they'd done.
Interview the guy in the suit, sure.
Yeah, and they actually interviewed another lady that had just moved up from New York. But, again, all that stuff is posted over at freekeen.com. I would say, overall, a very successful day at Manchester. The worst we had to deal with was these suits just trying to order people around, and the activists were having nothing to do with their orders, and they backed off, and they never brought the cops around, and so all was well there. What was your experience? 800-259-9231. Let's go to Unscreened on the Amp Lines. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, this is Matt from Illinois.
Hey, Matt. What's on your mind tonight?
I had a quick observation to make about something that Sam said. Sam said that the TSA agents were passing out badges to children.
It's hard to say what they were passing out.
I've seen these, though. They're little government bureaucrat stickers.
It is a sticker of some sort.
It's a badge sticker.
Is it a badge?
Yeah,
okay.
I've seen these.
Okay, that makes me wonder if sometime in the future we're going to hear about little children playing TSA agent instead of doctor.
That's funny.
That is funny.
What about you, Matt? Did you get out and do anything today, or are you at work?
No, I had other things to do. I had family matters to take care of.
That's the thing. A lot of people are, they're busy. It's hard to come out in the middle of the daytime on a work day for something like this. But nonetheless, we're hearing reports of, at least a dozen activists in some airports. And in New Hampshire, we had at least, I would say, 3 dozen, close to it by the time I left. And I know more people showed up after I left. So it was great. Hey, you have any thoughts you want to share?
I'm hoping to get out to New Hampshire sometime, and I'm sure if I was in New Hampshire, I would have found the time to do some activism, but it doesn't seem like it's going to do a whole hell of a lot of good out here.
This is absolutely true, Matt. I totally understand.
I don't blame you.
Why people don't get involved in things outside of New Hampshire. I didn't. I mean, I don't think I protested one thing in Sarasota, Florida. Why? What was the point?
Well, the point is to get your feet wet and to get out there in front of people. And for me, my activism...
Now we give people advice not to do that.
I don't generally think it's a good way to spend your time. I think you'd be better off saving your money and moving to New Hampshire. But I wouldn't advise against getting involved in things. I don't think I've ever advised against that, Mark. Thanks for the call, Matt. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. What I would say is don't stick your neck out for those people. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of these airwaves at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Oh, Black Friday's coming up, by the way. Which, of course, means huge sales all around in all kinds of different department stores. But they do have Black Friday deals online as well. And they also have this Cyber Monday thing. But there are Black Friday deals available. In fact, I got an update from Newegg today, which is something we don't talk about often enough, I think. Newegg.freetalklive.com. If you're somebody who likes to buy computer parts or electronics, like, say, flat-screen televisions and neat Blu-ray players and gizmos and things like that, and I'm definitely one of those people, if you're like that, you want to go to newegg.freetalklive.com. You probably already know about Newegg. It's just one of the most popular consumer electronics slash computer parts websites out there. And they've got their Black Friday specials. They have, they're putting them out there, I think, already. They're promoting them. And whenever you enter newegg.freetalklive.com, you enter through that link, about 1% to 2% of the total sale is given to the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. So get a great deal on a Black Friday sale thing coming up here at the end of this weekend over at Newegg, and help the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund as well. I'd imagine you're going to find some great deals at Amazon too. And of course, if you go to amazon.freetalklive.com and you enter Amazon through that link, then Free Talk Live will get even more than 1 or 2%. I think with Amazon, it's on consumer electronics 4%. On everything else, it's like 7 to 8%. So
you've got holiday shopping to do, the deals are going to be hitting all over the place, check Amazon, check Newegg, and place your orders and get your stuff online. Don't deal with the department stores and the lines and the fights and the hassles and the parking and all of the other crap that goes along with actually having to go out and do the shopping. Do it online, amazon.freetalklive.com and newegg.freetalklive.com.
And when it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection. The GPS Black Box Dash Cam. And Ian, you and I have ours sitting right here. And I can't wait for you to put it in my car.
Me? I don't do that kind of work.
Yeah.
You're the handyman.
I fix things made of wood.
It doesn't seem like it's that hard, Mark. I mean, it comes with a cigarette lighter adapter.
I wouldn't know. I haven't even looked at it.
Read the instructions.
To do it.
Sorry, what, Wayne?
Read the instructions.
No, that's, Ian can read the instructions. This is, he's the IT guy. I mean, what do I pay him for?
I don't drill holes and things like that. That's your job.
If you need a hole drilled, let me know. This easy-to-use unit has video cameras recording all around and inside the vehicle. It also has a built-in microphone, and on top of that, there's a GPS navigation system which records your driving route and speed. It's for traffic stops, accidents, all kinds of other incidents. So if you're, you know, dealing with some cop who's getting out of line, you've got evidence to prove what he did. I mean, that's what all these YouTube videos are about, somebody who had a camera. FreedomCam.net makes it easy for you to protect yourself with the ultimate witness, FreedomCam.net.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's continue here with your thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want. If you've been in the airports today, maybe doing some outreach for the opt-out day, National Opt-Out Day, WeWon'tFly.com. I would love to hear your stories and your experiences. Meantime, we go to Mark in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and another Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, not much. I wasn't in an airport any time within the last couple of years. I just wanted you to clarify something for me, Ian. Do you think, I mean, I guess technically there are, but I've talked to friends of mine about this, and it sounds like a safe generalization that all cops are bad, right?
Well, no. I think there are some good cops out there. I just think that they're not doing as much good as they could. They could be doing much more to protect people that actually need protecting as opposed to writing tickets for a bunch of nonsense. And there's also the point that even the so-called good cops don't do anything to out the bad cops, thereby, you know, you could make the claim that because they don't try to bust the bad cops, that they're not good as a result of that, but I think they're just scared, and I don't blame anybody for being scared of violent thugs and what they might do.
Well, you may very well know what another cop is doing, but you really don't have the evidence.
You could gather the evidence.
Remember, most of these guys spend most of their time not with each other. I mean, it's not like they run around in one big gang. They're sent out all over the place.
But it's also not a secret.
Here's a book of tickets.
It's also not a secret who the bad ones are in many cases and what they're doing.
It's also very difficult to to not do your job,
yeah, but if they were
and then chase after somebody else. It's not like these guys say, oh, go out and solve some crimes, fellas. They say, go over here, here's your book of tickets, pass these things out.
But that doesn't mean that they couldn't go to internal affairs and say, hey, look, I know what these
guys
are doing.
You know as well as I do, internal. Look, if you're proposing that these people do their job and bust people, you know internal affairs is just as in on it as
everybody
else.
That's exactly my point, is that these cops, the corruption rises through the ranks, so if one of the so-called good cops goes up the ranks, he's going to likely encounter one of the bad cops that's on the inside of, well, you know, the drug dealing or the holding up of, whatever the heck it is they're doing, holding up drug dealers. They do that, too.
And here's the thing. I know there's obviously corrupt, cops and thugs out there that are cops, but I would say anyone involved whatsoever investigating, arresting people, whatever, in the war on drugs is a bad cop. They might be a nice person. They might be decent otherwise. But if they're involved in that, I'm sorry. I don't care what anyone says. They're bad.
I generally agree with you. But not all cops are involved in narcotics. They're not all on the narcotics squad. And many cops who, when they pull over somebody with, they find them with a bag of marijuana, they'll let them go. And so it could be
also
worse.
Also, I mean, what you need to understand is the ideas of liberty came to us all at different times in our lives. And these guys, they haven't been educated on these ideas. Many of them, if they do get educated, obviously they've got a larger amount of cognitive dissonance going on because they get paychecks from this stuff. And, the arguments are what they are on the other side, so they tend to believe those arguments. They're doing what they are doing out of the fact that they believe it's the right thing to do.
Okay, well, I know a lot around here that, when they pull people over and find a gram of pot, whatever, something real minor, they'll arrest them in a heartbeat. They don't care.
Sure, that's bad. It's the wrong thing to do, and they are probably believing they're doing what's right. That's the thing. That's the weird thing about it all, is that they likely wouldn't be doing those things if they didn't think they were the right things.
Well, there's a lot of indoctrination in their training. The so-called law and order indoctrination, where they're not looking at it in terms of, is this person hurting somebody or not?
Drugs are bad. Bad people do drugs.
Well, they can't possibly believe that. Most of them have smoked pot.
Oh, a lot of them have. I don't know if most of them have.
Well, most of the new ones going in.
That may be true.
Oh, I think for a long time that's been the case.
And they just say they're doing their job, and that's what all this leads to. You know, they're just doing their job. God forbid they question anything.
Well, doing their job leads to a police state. You're absolutely right about that, and certainly there's plenty of indicators that we're going down that road. Any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
No, that's it.
Mark, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Las Vegas, according to the Associated Press, here are the numbers. Michael Sommermeyer's Thanksgiving plan goes like this. Load his wife and children into the Ford Taurus, hand his teens an iPad stocked with movies, and drive 15 hours from Las Vegas to Texas. Sommermeyer would not have it any other way. Lost in the frenzy over new airport inspections is the fact that 94% of holiday travelers will reach their destination by road this year. For some, a snarled freeway, and indeed, there have been reports that, at least I've heard in Massachusetts, there's traffic been backed up for 30 miles down there today.
I was just through there today.
For some, a snarled freeway, yeah, but you weren't on the east side, right? You were on the western, less populated side of Massachusetts?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I think more closer to Boston as people are moving around in the highways out there. It's going pretty slow. And $3 a gallon gasoline is a welcome respite from the madness of air travel.
Right, and by the way, you know, if you've got a small family, if it's just you and your wife or one child, especially if that child's under the age of two, you know, flying is cheaper than driving in a lot of cases. But it's just not worth all the trouble.
Mm-hmm. And the risks. Not just the trouble, but the possible risks. The radiation and the, you know, perverts touching your kids.
Being hassled by the TSA. That's a reality.
The traveler also said, the full body scan, I'm worried about it because of the radiation. They claim it's safe, but who knows? It wouldn't be the first time the government's told you a lie.
Yeah, and if they're wrong, what kind of restitution are you going to get?
Nothing.
I just don't want them laughing at my pec implants.
Roughly 39.7 million Americans will travel by road this year, a 12% increase from last Thanksgiving. That's a significant jump. Now, you can't jump to the conclusion and say, well, all those 12%, those millions of people would have been in the air last year, and maybe they're traveling this year and they didn't travel last year. I mean, it's hard to say, but there are more people traveling by road this time around, this year, significantly more. 12% of 40 million people. That's a lot.
The airline industry is on its last legs at this point anyway.
They've been consolidating and selling.
Domestic air travel and international air travel are both down somewhere between 25 and 30% from 9/11. I mean, what kind of industry can take that kind of hit? And then when you're talking about the biggest travel day of the year, and it's down by 12%. These new, believe me, these new pat-downs the TSA are getting, they're not going to get any more fun for people as everybody realizes, this is a reality.
Now, there is another number here. Apparently, the amount of people flying also went up. However, not nearly as much.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs. Perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.